Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Bright sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 56. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 36. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 62. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 43.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the presidential race hasn't necessarily focused a lot of attention in the state of Kansas, not really being a swing state, but the battle for the supermajority in the state legislature is ongoing as super PACs say they've spent tons of money in the state of Kansas pushing to try and support Democrats in toppling the Republican supermajority push.
We have this handful of races that are being targeted by both sides that will decide whether the Republicans keep that supermajority. In terms of what can be said in a political TV ad, pretty much anything goes. PACs feel free to attack, attack, attack.
That was political expert Bob Beatty on KSNT News, where he goes on to say that while some of the ads may be nasty, the U.S. Supreme Court has constantly ruled about political speech being expansive. That means that there are not many restrictions on what can be said during political ads, as he says they've continued to ramp up for the final days before Election Day next week.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
As we are less than 1 week away from election season here across the state of Kansas, and we're just a month or so away before the state legislative session, the latest statewide survey of Kansans shows that more than 7 in 10 Kansans support the idea of expanding the Medicaid program in the state, according to the latest survey done by Fort Hays State University. KSN News reports that according to the latest survey, more than 72% of respondents in the Kansas Speaks survey say they support the concept of Medicaid expansion. That is up slightly from last year. That also includes 63% of registered Republicans and 90% of Democrats. According to the push from Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, she says that it would expand the coverage of more than 152,000 low-income Kansans around the state to be able to get the government health care program. On the same front, the same survey also asked about the abortion issue, with 65% of respondents in Kansas saying that women are in a better position than politicians making the choice on whether to get an abortion. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Those receiving Medicare across the state of Nebraska may be seeing some major changes when it comes to policies going into the next year. As they say, according to the Inflation Reduction Act, Medicare beneficiaries may see significant updates when it comes to the program's drug coverage since it was first introduced back in 2006. As according to KOLN News, they say there are four major changes to the Medicare system coming into 2025, with open enrollment going on from now to December 7th, saying that due to changes from the Inflation Reduction Act, they have allowed significant changes to the Medicare program, including out-of-pocket drug spending that will be capped at $2,000 per year, with what they call the donut hole on prescription drug prices that will be eliminated. At the same time, at the beginning of the upcoming year, the Medicare prescription drug plans must also offer enrollees the option to spread out their out-of-pocket prescription drug cost price into into monthly payments throughout the year rather than paying for them all at once at the pharmacy. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. In response to concerned citizen posts earlier in the day, Community Memorial Healthcare late Wednesday released a social media post advising of recent changes to medical staff with a decision to pause labor and delivery services at CMH in Marysville. They encouraged residents with questions or concerns to contact their primary care provider or hospital administrator, Curtis Hawkinson. No other details as to why the decision was made were included in that post. This comes to light less than a week ahead of an ask by the hospital to extend for another 5 years a half-cent countywide sales tax toward operations. There had been no mention of the potential cut in services at a series of town hall meetings regarding the sales tax, which were held in recent weeks. The Marysville Advocate this week reports the pause or eventual discontinuation of OB and delivery services is set for the end of this year and notes that doctors Danielle Wirtz and Haley Lowell are leaving their positions in coming months. Wide-ranging 2 to 4 inch rainfall totals across the region Wednesday with showers and thunderstorms off and on much of the day. Gusty straight-line winds were clocked at 77 miles per hour at Seneca with a suspected tornado at Sabetha. Nemaha County Emergency Management is assessing the damage and has urged anyone with reports to submit those. Just south of Falls City in southeast Nebraska, several cars of a Union Pacific train were reportedly blown off the track, and a building had its roof taken off, among other damage in South Falls City. Frankfort Development Trust will host a Soup Day benefit toward the schoolhouse renovations on Thursday, serving 11 to 1 and 5 until 7 p.m. at the Allstadt Gallery in downtown Frankfort. Advance voting for the November 5th general election is available at the Marshall County Clerk's Office during office hours, 7:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, Friday 7:30 until noon. The office will also be open for advance voting this Saturday, November 2nd, 9 until noon, in conjunction with the Black Squirrel Fest in Marysville. Polling locations for the election will be open Tuesday, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. with local, state, and national races on the ballot. This Saturday marks the annual Black Squirrel Celebration, which has been expanded this year to a full day of activities, November 2nd. Marking the 52nd anniversary, the celebration begins at 10 a.m. with classic carnival games, hayrack rides, pumpkin bowling, donut eating contest, a local vendor fair, and more. The costume contest, open to all ages, begins at 10:30, plus Footloose and Platinum Dance Companies will perform throughout the afternoon with a parade Saturday planned at 2 p.m. Activities will go on, rain or shine. Black Squirrel Fest in Marysville is Saturday, November 2nd. Sharon K. Stinson, age 83, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday at 1 at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Sharon Stinson. Funeral arrangements for Barbara Ubbin, age 87, of Blue Rapids, who passed away October 27th, have been set for November 9th, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with a visitation November 8th. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Barbara Ubbin. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken patty sandwich, chips, mixed veggies, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, beef tips, mashed potatoes, peas, and peaches. KNDY News, time is 7:13.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Sunshine into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. South winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Then a slight chance for some rain showers into Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Scattered showers may continue as we head into Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Showers and thunderstorms stay likely into Sunday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And more rain may continue into Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still more rain likely into Monday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid 60s. And more rain showers are likely into Monday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. And still some rain possible throughout Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late October 62, record high on this date 86. The average low 38 and the record low 13 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:54, sunset this evening at 6:27. Wide-ranging 2 to 3 inch rainfall totals Wednesday, some as high as 4 inches across the region. And a 30-degree temperature swing from 24 hours ago. It's 43 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 31st of October. It's Halloween. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Calling all Marysville alumni, the Bulldog Black and Red Social is your chance to reconnect, reminisce, and celebrate the legacy we all share. Join us November 29th for a fun night filled with music, good food, and Bulldog pride. Whether you're in the class of 1984 or class of 2004, this event's for you. Tickets are available now for just $25 or $20 if you're 55 plus. For ticket information, visit our Facebook page and get yours before November 22nd. Let's come together and make this night unforgettable.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstracted Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstracted Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need. Or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
A ghoulish night in New York. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Dodgers close out the World Series in 5 games. A 7-6 come-from-behind win over the Yankees. New York jumped out early, led 5-0, but then had a defensive meltdown in the fifth where L.A. ties the game with 5 unearned runs. Yankees committing 3 errors in the game, and pitcher Gerrit Cole fails to cover first on a grounder to the right side. Dodgers would take the lead with a couple of sacrifice flies in the eighth and close out the 7-6 win. For the Dodgers, their 8th World Series title, and with the ring from 2020, their 2nd in the last 5 seasons. Freddie Freeman named World Series MVP. He went 6-for-20, 4 homers, 12 RBI in the series.
I did a lot of work in between the NLCS and the World Series, and thankfully my ankle got into a good spot where I could work on my swing. And I found a cue that really worked for me, and I was able to slow things down. I mean, all you're trying to do is swing at strikes, take balls, and hit the mistakes. And thankfully, I was able to do that for 5 games.
Dodgers celebrating. Meanwhile, the Yankees with their 11th straight postseason appearance without a World Series title, which extends the longest drought in franchise history. NBA, the Cavaliers with a 24-point win at home over the Lakers. Cleveland going to 5-0 in the loss with 2 minutes to go. Bronny James scores his first NBA points in Cleveland. Thunder staying unbeaten. They top the Spurs to go to 4-0.
Celtics lose to the Pacers in overtime, Boston's first loss of the season. Pistons get their first win, leaving the Jazz as the only team without a victory in the NBA. Knicks get 44 from Karl Anthony Towns. They rally to beat Miami. Nets 119-106 over the Grizzlies. Bulls rally to beat Orlando 102-99. Second straight game, Chicago overcomes a 20-point deficit for a win. Warriors by 15 over the Pelicans. Blazers edge the Clippers 106-105.
If you're not planning to come into Macy's this week, you're missing out. Because our Friends and Family Sale is happening now. What does that mean? It means when you use your coupon or Macy's card, you can take an extra 30% off, just like friends and family can. That's 30% off the latest trends, 30% off new arrivals, 30% off the best brands. It's just this week, it's just what you've been waiting for, and it's only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
C&K Services thinks it's great to see all the area FFA members develop the skills and knowledge essential to a promising future in agriculture, and is proud of the youth in our community for all their hard work. Good luck at the FFA National Convention, everyone. From all of us at the helpful staff of C&K Services, Hamis Trucking Incorporated proudly supports all the area FFA chapters for teaching local youth and skills that will ensure a promising future in agriculture. Best of luck at the National FFA Convention. From everyone at Hamis Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
From ABC News Wall Street Now. A day after the release of a gross domestic product report that showed the economy growing at a healthy pace, the latest snapshot on the economy rolls out of Washington later today. The Bureau of Labor Statistics will release data on first-time claims for unemployment benefits later this morning. Yesterday's GDP numbers were muted on Wall Street by a lackluster batch of earnings reports from mega-cap technology companies. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave up 91 points to close at 42,141. The S&P slipped a third of a percent, while the NASDAQ composite came down from its lofty heights to give up half a percent on the day. The new head of Starbucks is laying out a company-wide agenda after what he called disappointing financial results. CEO Brian Nickel wants wait times cut to less than 4 minutes, and he plans to bring condiment bars back to thousands of cafes. Nickel also vowed not to raise prices over the next year. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Every great team has shared qualities that separated them from all else. Whether you're talking about the 72 Dolphins, the 92 Dream Team, the Fab Five, or the Magnificent Seven, you can count on one thing. The vision was clear and the commitment was obvious. High standards were set and improvement was never ending. At Sapp Brothers, our goal is simple. To be your number one source of propane, lubricants, and extreme premium diesel fuel. And we'll reach our goal by treating you like family and giving you service that makes you want to come back. Join our team, Sapp Brothers Petroleum, in Philly, Crete, Lincoln, Humboldt, and Hanover, Kansas.
Incredible deals now on new Ram 1500, 2500, and qualifying 3500 model pickups at Twin Rivers in Beatrice. 15% off MSRP on all 2024 Ram 1500s. $3,000 bonus cash on the Ram 2500s and for eligible business owners on the 3500 models. Ram Power Days add up to tremendous savings on these tough trucks at Twin Rivers on West Court in Beatrice or go online to twinriv.com.
Good Thursday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we get ready to start yet another day of trade, opening bell in just a couple of hours now, let's recap yesterday. Kind of a mixed bag pretty much across the board. Grains and oil seeds did see some areas of gains as the livestock, again, was somewhat lower. The hogs were the light spot, though. December lean hogs up 155 to 84.37. February finished up 32 at 85.70. Into the livestock, or live cattle, rather, I should say, it was lower
October live cattle down 90 at 188.40. December down 152 to 186.42. Now, October feeder cattle, which that contract is set to expire soon, up 92 yesterday at the close at $250.95 per hundredweight. Though November and beyond all saw some pressure. November feeders down 110 at 245.50. All right, let's head through the overnight pre-trade session. Again, yesterday, it was a mixed bag. The wheat felt a little bit of pressure, feeling that again this morning. Chicago Spring and Kansas City wheat are all lower. December Kansas City wheat's down 4 3/4 to 571. March down a nickel at 384 3/4. It's unchanged in the oats market this morning. December is at 390 3/4 cents. And much like yesterday, a few cents in the red in the overnight pre-trade session for corn. December corn down a penny at 410 1/2. March down a half at 425. Soybeans yesterday were high. They were the light spot and trending upwards again today. November soybeans up 5 1/2 to 982. January up 4 1/4 at 995 1/2. December soybean meal up 50 to 302.10. Soy oil is up 50 to 44.31. And cotton is up 15 at 70.07. A dive into the energy market sees crude oil up 30 cents to 68.92 a barrel. Unleaded gas is actually unchanged at 199 a gallon. November heating oil up 1 cent to 219. But natural gas is down 2 at 282. Gold's down 950 to 27.91.20. December silver's down 41 at 33.66. And the dollar index up 2 at 103.885.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Many producers have started or already purchased their winter feedstuffs and supplementation, so K-State Cow-Calf Extension Specialist Jason Warner reminds them how to properly navigate feed tags. He explains how feed manufacturers know what to put on their labels.
Feed manufacturers, regardless of where they're located, they have guidelines and regulations that they have to follow with in terms of how that information is laid out and produced on that feed label or on that tag. So they would work with both state and with federal guidelines and regulations there to make sure that they're putting that information out there on that tag that's in a clear manner, but then also too has all the required information so that the producer or that the customer has a clear understanding of what that product is that they are purchasing, and it's clear what that product is intended to be used for.
Warner shares the common components found on commercial feed tags.
We're always going to see a type of product there or a name for that product and a clear description of what that product is. So if it's a protein supplement, if it's a vitamin or mineral supplement, if it's a concentrated feed mix, it's going to be clearly stated there towards the top of that feed label of what that product actually is. And then we're going to see a guaranteed analysis, and there'll be a list of nutrients that are going to be included on that guaranteed analysis. And we're usually looking at things like protein, calcium, salt, potentially fiber components like ADF and NDF, depending on what the type of the feed is that's going to be manufactured, and certain other trace minerals, things like zinc and copper, manganese, if those products are added.
He outlines the differences between commercial and custom feed labels.
If it's a commercially manufactured product, so if we have a feed manufacturer that's producing that product, and any customer, any producer that's out there can purchase that product, you know, we're going to see a different set of information that's going to be on that feed label or on that feed tag versus if it's a custom product. The information that has to be on that is going to be different because it depends on the type of the feed that we're going to see there. So the main things that we're going to see on a custom label would, of course, be the name of the manufacturer, the manufacturer's address, and then the name of the producer that's going to be receiving that product, general description of what that feed might be. And then with regards to specific nutrients that would be listed on that feed product tag or that label, that's going to be dependent on what that producer or that customer has asked for to be put together.
That was K-State Cow-Calf Extension Specialist Jason Warner on interpreting feed labels. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They'll begin today's cattle sale at 11:30. Well over 500 head of early consignments include 25 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 550, 120 black Charolais steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6, 15 black and white face steers and heifers 5 to 6, 30 red steers and heifers at 5 to 550. 18 red, red and white face steers and heifers weighing 5 to 650. 70 black and red steers and heifers weighing 5 to 7. 28 crossbred steers and heifers at 5 to 7. 140 black steers and heifers 5 to 8. 24 mostly black steers 5.5 to 6. 10 black bulls 600 to 800 pounds. 1064 Charlie Angus cross yearling steers off grass weighing 850 to 925. Those are early consignments for a sale beginning 11:30 a.m. at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Rice mixture can make or break a pumpkin pie. We will share our recipe for just the right amount of kick on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 31st. Halloween is the 305th day of the year. Apollo 11 astronaut Michael Collins was born on this day, and drilling on Mount Rushmore was completed today in 1941. Fall is the time of year when cooking stores and gift shops feature display gift bags of pumpkin spice, but you can easily make your own at a fraction of the cost. Here's how. Mix 1/3 cup of ground cinnamon with a tablespoon each of ground nutmeg and ginger. Then add 1.5 teaspoons each of ground cloves and allspice. It makes a great seasonal gift, but hold a little back for yourself, too. For a warm seasonal aroma, sprinkle a bit into your carved pumpkin before lighting its candle for trick-or-treaters tonight. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal recipes and advice online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, now 42 degrees. Much cooler than yesterday. 30 degrees swing, 24 hours. Cooler high temperatures ranging in the 50s to around 60 on tap today. We had a little over 2 inches in our rain gauge, some reporting as much as 4 inches across the region with off and on showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday.
OCZ Paintworks is proud of the students going to the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. These young ladies and gentlemen have worked hard for the honor of attending the convention. Have a great time while learning more about ag industries. From all of us at OCZ Paintworks, located 112 Main Street in Seneca. Sheer Quality Furniture is a proud supporter of all the area FFA chapters. These students represent our future customers, employees, and community leaders. Good luck at the National Convention. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the regular season of high school football finished across the state of Kansas, it's now on to the postseason as the brackets have officially been made, and the postseason with a playoff round at number one officially underway at the end of this week here in the state of Kansas. As the Class 6A brackets have been officially done, with number one Derby set to take on number 16 Campus. Junction City is set to square off against Topeka in round number one. Number 4, Dodge City, taking on number 13, Garden City, with the Western Kansas battle. Wichita East against Wichita West. Manhattan, which is sitting number 2, goes into it against number 15, Wichita North. Mays against Washburn Rural. Wichita Northwest against Wichita Southeast. And number 6, Wichita South, taking on number 11, Wichita Heights. Some of the 5A matchups for playoff round number 1 includes Great Bend against Newton, Andover and Hayes, Hutchinson and Salina South, and Liberal and Bishop Carroll.
Clay Center Tigers outlasted the Marysville Bulldogs in a hard-fought 28-27 final on senior night at Clay Center Friday. As the Tigers took the opening kick downfield for a 6-yard score in the early lead. Marysville would answer back. First play from scrimmage for the Bulldogs. Willow Talk went 66 yards, and Brock Cromie added the go-ahead 7-6. Grant Haefeli, 5-yard score back in the first quarter. It was 14-6 Marysville all the way to halftime. Bulldogs, an early second-half score. Willow Talk, 65-yard pass to Grant Haefeli. With the Cromie PAT, it was 21-6. But the Tigers answered with back-to-back scores in the third quarter. Willow Todd, from 1 yard out with 4:25 to play, a missed PAT. It was 27-21 Bulldogs. Plaston with a 13-yard touchdown pass. A PAT for the Tigers. The win, 28-27. They go 4-4 on the season, dropping Marysville to 6-2. Reporting KDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
A busy week for high school sports as Week 9 football games have Valley Heights, Hanover, and Axtell hosting games Thursday. Diller O'Dell's at Layton Friday afternoon. Lynn will host Frankfort Friday evening. Centralia's at home. Marysville kicks off at Holcomb. We'll have Bulldog football on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1 with a 6 o'clock kickoff. We'll also have live continuing coverage of Valley Heights in the state volleyball tournament from Dodge City. Matches begin at 8:30, 11:30, and 12:30 Friday, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. On our sister station, FM 95.5, we'll have live continuing coverage of Hanover and Lynn state volleyball games. They'll begin 11 a.m., continuing through the afternoon from Emporia. Tune live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile apps.
KNDY.